Tigers win today here at Wabash 35-17 to stay unbeaten in the conference, guarantee a share of the crown and the automatic bid into the postseason. And Tigers coach Joe Fincham is with us. And boy, coach, you know, some of the things that were talked about leading up to the week, trying to win the field position battle, taking care of the football, the defense being able to limit their running game, all those things seem to happen for you today. And right out of the gate, you guys were able to grab some momentum in this one.
Well, we got off to a good start, no doubt, and you know, going into it, we really felt if we could keep from self-destructing like the other eight teams that had played them, you know, we could find ourselves in the second half, you know, in a tight ball game. And I was surprised how it started. I mean, I think everybody was, in all honesty, but you know, our kids made a lot of plays, and really proud of them.
Your offense was able to be balanced, and that's something you talk about a lot. You ran the football. Sean Gary had a monster day, and then it set up the passing game with Reed. It seemed like, with all the talk about how good their defense was, it really never allowed them to get settled in because you guys were able to mix and match.
Well, as I said earlier and we talked about, I mean, they'd actually, their defense and special teams had outscored their opponents through the first eight ball games. So for us to be able to stay balanced was really important. You know, if you get behind in the chains and you find yourself in a bunch of third and bads, I mean, it's pretty hard to convert on them. And they're so good at rushing the quarterback. I don't know how many sacks we gave up. I think two maybe. But, you know, I thought Reed did an outstanding job of getting us in and out of bad situations, you know, with his checks. And, you know, the big fellows up front held up throughout the day. But can't say enough about, you know, Reed, Florence, Brendan Cunningham played his tail off. Sean Gary was outstanding.
You mentioned the offensive line, and those guys, I thought, really – obviously not only held their own but won that battle. You didn't give up any sacks in the first half, and boy, you kept waiting, I guess, for the Wabash defense to be able to get to Reed and really make something happen. And in the first two quarters, your offensive line didn't allow it.
No, I mean, I felt like you know, Andy Mitchell and Ben Zoller and the rest of the offensive staff, I thought they did a great job of putting a plan together, a plan that we felt like fit us and something that we could execute. And when the players went out, I mean, at the end of the day, it's about players. It's not about coaches.
On the defensive side of the football, those guys, not only were they helped by giving Wabash the long field from special teams and whatnot, but then they didn't allow Wabash to establish their running game. I mean, this is a team that was just chewing people up on the ground. And today, I think you held them to like 68 rushing yards for the game, forced them then, once they were behind, to have to throw it more. Defense played outstanding.
You know, going into it, anytime you can take an offense and make them one-dimensional, I mean, it makes the afternoon so much easier right up until the time that they average almost 300 yards a game rushing, you know. And I thought our guys did an outstanding job up front, you know, holding the line of scrimmage. I thought we tackled, with the exception of a few here and there, I thought we tackled well throughout the day. You know, and when we were able to win, you know, on first and second downs and got them into maybe some different situations that they weren't used to, we got them out of their comfort zone. And they're a good team. I mean, they made some plays, and but yeah, defensively, Sean Ross and, you know, Tom Mesher and Dan Bowder and those guys, I mean, Jake Bowman, put together a great plan, and our guys really carried it out.
Reed Florence said this week that his senior class was really just known for one game, more specifically one half, that comeback at Heidelberg, and that they needed this game for their legacy. They got it, obviously, and you have to feel good with such a huge senior class that those guys were able to celebrate together after the game.
Well, yeah, it's all about seniors, you know, and I mean, obviously it's not just them, but those are the guys that have to be able to provide leadership in hard times and show young guys the way and what's expected of them. And, you know, you've heard me say this 100 times. I mean, one of the greatest things about Wittenberg is the tradition, and the worst thing about Wittenberg is the tradition, because those kids got to live up to it. And I think that they did feel, you know, some pressure that they didn't want to just be known for, you know, the second half of the Heidelberg game. And And they sure answered the call today. And, our season's not over, right? We'll be back at it again tomorrow morning as a staff, and we'll get the players at 2:30, and we'll watch this thing, and we'll move on to Allegheny, and we'll find out who we're going to play after that.
All right, Coach. Congratulations.
Thanks, brother.